They do not have.
Is the 2001 number scientific, or is it just a stab itself?
No, no, no. They did a detailed study, the National Review. They did a detailed review of this, but it's just incomplete. They only looked at one aspect of the overall picture.
If we were in earnest about closing this gap, wouldn't it be useful to have that number restated every year, have some kind of means for at least a summary update?
Mr. Chairman, what I have advocated is that, and the IRS is moving in this direction as fast as I think it actually can, to have a five-year cycle of studying different components of the tax gap, so that, or the tax-paying population. One year you would be updating your corporate numbers, one year you'd be updating your pass-through numbers, another year you'd be updating some components of the individual income tax. And as you went through those five-year cycles, you'd also be looking at what services those different populations needed, since so much of what we ask taxpayers to do, they do need assistance from us or others in some way. And I think if you got on an ongoing five-year cycle in that way, you would have reasonably good estimates, so that if there were something that Congress had changed in the laws or had closed a loophole or something, you could back out or add to the effect of those changes to your bottom line estimate. Right now, we have so many squishy numbers. The tax gap chart that the commissioner uses, you know, there are whole colors that are in, these are squishy numbers. That's what the, I think it's the blue color represents on that tax gap chart.
Well, that's another whole problem for this committee, because we need current and up-to-date numbers, and typically the definitive revenue collection for a given year may not be available for as much as 12 to 18 months after the close of the year, which is a problem for us in knowing if there's a revenue spurt, if there's a revenue decline. We aren't for sure looking at the numbers we have. Just one more question for me is a question I asked earlier. Mr. George, back in the 1990s, when we were looking into the possibility, or at least exploring this notion of having a lot more information filing, the small business community came down heavily on the side of saying, if you give all this reams of information to the Internal Revenue Service, they don't have the wherewithal, the software, or the hardware to begin to process it, correlate it, and make good use of it. Do they now? Is the system there such a state now that if they did indeed have information reporting, say contractors would have to report certain payments to vendors, suppliers, and subcontractors above a certain amount, would the IRS have the capacity to process that meaningfully if they got the information?
They currently do not have the wherewithal to do this. There's much-needed infrastructure improvements in order to adequately address that.
And how long would it take to install that?
That's a great question. I don't have an answer to that.
Is the software designed?
They're still in the process. As you may recall, tax systems modernization was attempted over 12 years ago. Billions of dollars were expended on a program that failed to do anything that it was designed to do. It was a complete waste. They've learned from that lesson. They're now engaged in a business systems modernization program, which has had some success, is being rolled out slowly. It hasn't yet delivered everything promised. It's over budget. And it is not, again, delivering everything promised, but they're working at it.
Other witness?
Mr. Chairman, you know, I have witnessed over the last 3 years the IRS ramp up a private collection agency initiative where they have spent millions and millions of dollars both in infrastructure and staff time to bring on a whole new program dealing with software, conveying data, data security. And what I have seen is that the IRS, when it puts its mind to things in a laser-like fashion, can accomplish some amazing things. So it seems to me that if the IRS were to be given the authority to do these things and the directive that it has to focus on it as it focused on the private collection agency, it should be able to accomplish that, and probably cheaper than the costs of the private collection agency.
We have a separate team that looks at the business system modernization effort from the team that I am in. We have frequently found problems with the management of that modernization, and it certainly is behind the schedule it was intended to follow, and it hasn't had as much delivered as it was supposed to have delivered. On the other hand, they do have greater capacity now than they certainly did back in the period you were talking about earlier to do this kind of matching. It would undoubtedly take them additional effort to implement any new requirements. They would have to do software development, and they may need additional.
But there would be a lag time of several years in all probability between the enactment of legislation and appropriations and the effective implementation of this.
Yes, I believe that's certainly true, and it would depend a lot on the specific initiative that was implemented and how complex, for instance, the rulemaking would be to determine exactly how the information reporting would be done.